is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I welcome Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor. When I arrive on the Princeton University campus in the fall of 1966, the legend of Bill Bradley was everywhere. It still is. 60 years later, Bill Bradley, for what he achieved as a scholar, as a basketball player, and as a world champion with the New York Knicks. He was called Dollar Bill when I first heard about him because he'd been given a bonus, a very modest bonus. He spent time at Oxford University as a Rhodes Scholar, and then he played on championship teams, Madison Square Garden, that made the city rock. However, these many decades later, Bill Whalen has a presentation that makes a deal of sense to me about how fame as a basketball player can work as in politics if the politics are not dysfunctional. Bill, a very good evening to you. Bill Bradley, you've interviewed him. You know about him very well. He left the Senate in, I believe, 1998. I'm not sure my dates. Late 20th century. After being a bright star for the Democratic Party, everybody admired him. It didn't seem partisan in any fashion whatsoever. He was a man who bridged lots of worlds. And he ran for president in 2000. All of that, is that a beacon for other basketball players? In particular, you write about Stephen Curry. Good evening to you, Bill.
Good evening, John. Yes, I was writing about Stephen Curry in this regard. Mr. Curry, who's, of course, the point guard for the Golden State Warriors, an NBA All-Star and just a very exciting player all around. He gave an interview the other day, John, where he hinted that he might be interested in politics. Now, the way the world works, when he opened the door to this, immediately everybody went crazy saying, oh, my gosh, he wants to run for office. That remains to be seen, but he said it's an option when he leaves his playing career. And this is where Bill Bradley is germane, because Bill Bradley played for the Knicks. He retired in 1978. He ran for the Senate in New Jersey, adjacent to New York City and Madison Square Garden, where he made his fame as a New York Knick. Bradley stuck around in Congress from 1978 to 1996. John, he decided not to run in 1996 because he was simply fed up with the system. He looked at the system. It was too derisive. Ideas were not dealt with. He felt it was just too destructive, and he decided it was time to run away. He was not done with politics by any means, John. He did run for president. He lost in the Democratic primaries to Al Gore that year. But he's back now, and he's back on a special on HBO. It's called Rolling Along, and it's Bradley on a stage for 1 hour talking about his life and times, his remarkable journey from a childhood in Cathedral City, Missouri, which took him to Princeton, old Nassau, your old stomping grounds, then eventually to Madison Square Garden, the U.S. Senate. And it's remarkable in two regards. Number one, on this man's journey, which is really America encapsulated, upward mobility. But secondly, how he just yearns for a better day in public service and politics, crying out for better people to come in. And this is why the Steph Curry thing is intriguing, because he seems, by all accounts, a pretty good guy. The question is, could he get into politics? And as I got into the column, John, where would he get in if he decided to run?
Yes, where? You know, California. Right now, there's a Senate race. That seat will be filled. There is a sitting senator right now showing no need to move on. There's Congress. You mentioned a retiring congressperson. This is California. It's blue. And then there's the governor and lieutenant governor. Any of those reasonable, Bill?
Well, here's what's interesting, John. While presidency is the ultimate goal in America and usually the longest shot, it maybe makes the most sense for Steph Curry in this regard. We assume he's a Democrat. I haven't looked at his voter registration, but he gave money to Biden in 2020. He spoke at the Democratic convention. He's pals with the Obamas. Let's assume he's a Democrat. The problem in California, John, the line forms to the rear of aspirational Democrats. He lives not too far from me here in Silicon Valley. The local congressional seat here is available this year, John, after a congresswoman held it for 30 years. John, these positions come up rarely, so he's kind of missed the opportunity for that if he wants to go to the House of Representatives. The Senate, which you mentioned, this is Dianne Feinstein, Feinstein's seat that she held for the better part of 30 years, John. That's now vacant this year. Whoever gets that, they have a lifetime appointment, so that's gone. Okay, fine. Let's run Steph Curry for governor in 2026 when Gavin Newsom's term expires. Well, first of all, Curry said he probably is not going to run anytime soon, so it might be too early. But, John, there are 4 to 5 to 6 Democrats who already have announced for that position or intend to. So, again, the line forms to the rear. So almost by default, John, seems the presidency makes the most sense for him.
You quote Bill Bradley from his disappointment with Washington. This is on his way out of, he chose not to run for his 4th Senate seat. We live in a time when, on a basic level, politics is broken. In growing numbers, people have lost faith in the political process and don't see how it can help their threatened economic circumstances. Mr. Curry's interview, did he echo that, or is he more positive about politics?
Well, he just wants the world to be a better place, John. But here's the question, and it goes back to Bill Bradley. Bill Bradley was always, you know, above the crowd, not just because he was 6'5", because he was just, back in high school, they called him Mr. President because they saw him on this arc to the White House. He was, as you mentioned, Superman on the Princeton campus. But when Bradley got into politics, John, he earned the moniker of intellectual moderate. He was at all times kind of in the mainstream, the middle of things, and always thinking in kind of high intellectual 30,000-foot positions. I don't think Steph Curry is there right now. Just the mold of Bill Bradley isn't there right now. And, John, you know, we were talking about this on the week that we lost Joe Lieberman, who also was something of a unicorn in the United States Senate. And then here is Lieberman, who constantly confounded his own party with his positions on having to do with Israel, culture, the Clinton impeachment. Remember, he wanted to censor Bill Clinton over his behavior in the Oval Office. At all times, he was at odds with his own caucus. Bradley, not so much at odds, but again, Bradley, a guy who would just kind of think unconventionally. And that's, you know, part of the challenges in politics these days. Both parties had moved to their respective, you know, polar extremes. It's hard to find people in the middle, much less people in the middle who are thinking great thoughts like Bill Bradley did back in the day.
All right. If Bill Bradley's not the perfect model for Mr. Curry, how about you mentioned in your column Schwarzenegger? Is that a model?
Yes, Schwarzenegger is a model in this regard, John. Before Arnold Schwarzenegger ran for governor in 2003, the year before, he sponsored a ballot initiative in California. It was for after-school programs. And this was smart for Arnold in two regards. Number one, it was kind of a slam dunk, the basketball metaphor, slam dunk of an issue. Who's going to vote against after-school programs? But it was a good testing ground for Arnold, John, and that it was for him. You know, he got to see if he liked politics or not, because when you do a ballot initiative, John, it's like campaigning for office. You have to go out and run and meet people and shake hands, and you have to raise money. You have to do a lot of the heavy lifting, pun intended, with Arnold to be successful. So a good way for him to see if he really liked his game or not. And so if Curry were serious about politics, that probably is one way to do it, John. Do a ballot measure in California and see how your popularity translates and see how good you are as a spokesman.
I don't know how old Steph Curry is. He plays as if he's a young man. Is there a retirement age that's practical so we can look around for a post for him? We have about 30 seconds or so, Bill.
No, not in this day and age when Tom Brady plays into his 40s, when LeBron James turns 40 in December and is still at the peak of his powers, it seems. Curry is, I think, 36 years old, John. He could play for another 5 years, I think, if he wants to, thanks to health and medicine breakthroughs. But, you know, the question again will be when he would do it. And if you're circling the presidency, 2032, and I think he'd be 44 years old.
I take it he's not a partisan in much the same way Bill Bradley was not a partisan. He wants the best outcome, not especially loyal to one party banner. Is that correct?
Correct, but once Steph Curry got serious about politics, he'd have to start filling in the blanks on a whole series of issues. And again, the question is, how nuanced, how moderate would he be in these times when we just seem to be unattracted to people of that ilk, when we all seem to want everybody with the obligatory hot take, be it liberal, be it conservative?
Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution, his podcast is Politics and Policy. His TV show, video cast, podcast is with the Goodfellas, three of his colleagues at the Hoover Institution on the Stanford University campus in Palo Alto. I'm John Batchelor.